big color, bigger savings. Sherwin-Williams Super Sale is here. Get 40% off paints and stains June 5th through the 11th with prices starting at $38.89. Whether you're refreshing your interior or exterior, we've got the colors to bring your vision to life. And with delivery, getting everything to your door is easier than ever. Shop online to have it delivered or visit your neighborhood Sherwin-Williams store. Click the banner to learn more. Retail sales only. Some exclusions apply. See store for details. Delivery available on qualifying orders.
He does a podcast with his friend Lucy. That's what it said this week in OK Magazine.
As if your name came before mine.
Well, the entire podcast is called Luke and Lucy FM. It's not called Lucy and Luke FM. That'll
well,
be just
it
bad.
Should be.
Yes, a former journalist. You should work out if people can write their own names. Just want to say, we've gone global thanks to me.
Dear. Whatever dear it is right now. Time. Whatever time it is right now. Here's Luke.
Hello.
She's Lucy.
Hiya.
This is Luke and Lucy FM. What's on this week's episode?
It's the one where we get social about social media. We're chatting all things social media, from the origins to Bebo, MySpace, Facebook, Twitter, LinkedIn, Google+, YouTube. I think I've got them all. Snapchat.
And we've got...
It cut me off then. Well, and we've got a social media expert on the phone a bit later on as well. Hello and welcome to Luke and Lucy FM. If you've just joined us, it's episode 22. Come on in. We don't bite. I don't anyway. And do you bite, Lucy?
Last time I checked, no.
Not really been into that sort of stuff.
No.
Yeah, it can be quite painful as well, can't it?
I can imagine.
And you have to have a safe word, and I don't really know
and
how that
like,
works.
People can, like, I don't know, you can get diseases and
oh,
stuff.
Oh, wow, okay. Yeah, that escalated, right? If you've never joined us before, hello, I'm Luke Marsden, and a true fact about me is that I learned this week that actually I'm not very good at using suntan lotion. I badly burned myself whilst on holiday, and
did
this has happened.
Like a lobster?
Yeah, but this has happened on a number of occasions now.
I think we need picture evidence of this.
I don't think anybody needs picture evidence.
We all need picture evidence of this.
What's a true fact about you, Lucy Hilton?
True fact about me is this week, for the first time in my life, I now completely live on my own. And I'm very happy about that.
Can I just say, I cannot believe you. You've only just why would you admit that a bit? You just
what
need to have added
that?
You've moved to Manchester.
It's that independent lady and all that. Hello.
Have you got cats yet?
Not yet. No. I might get one though. Keep me company.
If you want to donate a cat to Lucy, just tweet us at Luke and Lucy FM. And if you want to listen to any previous episodes of the other 21 episodes of the podcast, please do. Just search Luke and Lucy FM on iTunes or head to audioboom.com/channel/Luke and Lucy FM. And we can promise you there's some crackers, right?
Oh, yeah, there really is some crackers.
Yeah,
there's been some really good episodes.
If we do say so ourselves, on which obviously we will.
And well, of course, it's the guests that make it.
Absolutely. Predominantly us, but the guests that make it. And if you fancy, maybe you listen to this now and thinking, oh, I'm a bit peckish, and you fancy a bit of a bargain, we have got an absolutely amazing offer from High Life Diners Club, who support Luke and Lucy FM. Stay tuned to the end of this episode for that amazing exclusive offer from High Life Diners Club. Now, you know what, Lucy? I don't think this podcast would exist if it hadn't been through social media.
That is very true.
Would you agree
actually,
with that?
Yeah, totally agree. Because we do kind of tell people about it over social media, don't we?
And I think in this day and age, if you're not shouting about, frankly, anything from going to the toilet to...
Well, people put what they're having for tea on there, don't they?
They put more than what they're having for tea.
It's gross.
Some people talk about sloppy seconds on social media.
Some people break up with the boyfriends and put it all over social media. I don't want to know that. I don't know you that well.
Are you one of these people that have ever... I mean, like, before we get into like a social media in depth, are you one of these people that's ever done a status that you instantly regret and have deleted? And well, I can tell by looking at you, you were one of these people.
Maybe when I was drunk, probably. I don't know. I can't remember, though, because I was drunk, so I can't remember. However, you know, like, you get these kind of memories from Facebook now.
It's nice of Facebook to remind us about
exactly
the mistakes we've made.
So I got Facebook in 2007. So that was, 9 years ago. So it's given me, like, memories from 2007, 2008. And I was
7 years ago.
Cringe when I was that age.
8 years. No, 9 years
really
ago. Oh, yeah, there's no doubt about
that. Yeah, the status is that I do regret now.
Yeah, no, absolutely. I mean, you know, that's the thing. I think I was not an early adopter of Facebook. In fact, my first ever social media account would be MySpace.
I have MySpace.
Do you remember MySpace?
I have MySpace in college. I loved it.
Everyone's friend was Tom from MySpace. Oh, MySpace Tom, obviously the creator of MySpace, who actually doesn't have a MySpace anymore. I think he has a Facebook and Twitter account now.
Who doesn't have Facebook and Twitter? But you weren't cool unless you had MySpace.
You weren't cool unless you had MySpace. You weren't cool unless you was posting bulletins, those quizzes that people used to post on MySpace.
I can't remember how it went.
That you used to have a song on your profile and your MySpace picture.
I remembered the song.
Do you remember Like for Like?
No.
Yeah, Like for Like is in if you liked my MySpace pictures, I'd come and like your MySpace pictures.
Oh, really?
Yeah, MySpace was big. And you know what? For me, MySpace was... there was MSN Messenger, if I remember.
I loved MSN Messenger. Oh, my goodness. Used to come home from school every night, straight away computer, MSN.
MSN Messenger. And
BRB.
BRB.
BRB, going for my tea.
Yeah. CBA.
CBA. I still say that.
I still say CBA. In fact, I still say BRB. And I on MySpace, you know, you kind of... And then it kind of moved from Messenger when you just wanted to put statuses on there. For example, like I'm going to the toilet or, you know, I'm incontinent and things like that. If you wanted to put bulletins, you wanted to put pictures of your dog on there, pictures of yourself, pictures
so
of your new cat.
So many emojis on there.
And then MySpace for me was pretty much it. And actually, my MySpace is still going, if you want to check it out. MySpace.com/LukeMarsden.
No way. I didn't even realise MySpace existed. I thought it was dead.
Well, it has.
It is. Still got one out there then.
Yeah, it is. What's yours? Like Lucy Sparkletoes.
I don't know. Probably. Looney Lou, I think.
Well, that's definitely very fitting. I think it is still going, but MySpace is now a waste ground for bands just to upload music on. It's dying.
Who
death.
Even goes on it? I don't know anyone that goes on it.
I don't think it exists anymore.
Yeah.
And that's because Facebook came along, right?
Of course.
So MySpace was there then, of course. Before MySpace, and around the same time, Bebo was big.
Yeah, I never had Bebo.
I don't even know to this day what Bebo even is.
No.
I mean, genuinely, I have no idea what Bebo is. No. It doesn't sound right. It doesn't sound like something I want to investigate. Oh, she's been Bebo'd. I don't want to get. Have you been Bebo'd? I don't really want to get into it. But then Facebook came on. Now, I was a late adopter of Facebook. I only actually joined Facebook in 2009. And obviously, Facebook was around in the 2006, 2007 era. How many pokes did you have back then?
Well, everyone used to poke everyone back then, didn't
did they?
Did
they? Again, I was a late adopter, so I only got poked in 2009.
I got a few pokes.
Yeah? I mean, when you first set up Facebook, were you concerned about... Because it's so in-depth, it's so invasion of privacy, Facebook. MySpace wasn't like that.
Yeah, that didn't concern me.
I mean, you had... Well, no, listen, you're an open door. Anybody can read about you, Lucy.
Mine is private, I'll have you know.
Google Lucy Hilton. If you're listening to this right now, type your phone, tablet, phone.
Google
Lucy Hilton.
Hilton.
I'm just saying, you come up. I mean, actually, some very dodgy pictures
some
come
really
up.
Really horrible pictures on Google. Let's not Google Lucy Hilton.
That's actually very true. And so, you know, Facebook came on, but... I got it in 2009. Now, I got Facebook post Big Brother.
Late.
I was very late, but it's because I didn't...
You weren't cool, though, were you?
No, obviously, I got it post Big Brother, so I became cool on Facebook.
Oh, yeah, you wish.
But there's some serious dangers to social media, and I rapidly... Put it this way, after
well,
you've
Big... you've got some, like...
Freaks.
Weirdos on
freaks.
Yours,
let's not beat around the bush. The freaks on my Facebook, because I've got 3,000 friends.
See, nobody. At least on mine, I can say... Even
do you know every single person?
Once, well, probably not that well, but I can say that, oh, yeah, I know who that is. If do you know what I mean? It wouldn't be a complete random stranger.
If you had a Facebook cull now, Lucy, would you be able to strip off maybe 100, 200 people?
Definitely. However, I'm one of those that... I like pleasing people, so
yeah,
I don't
well,
want to
yes.
get rid of them just in case it hurts the feelings, even though it probably wouldn't. They probably wouldn't even notice.
My advice,
you know,
get rid of them. Get rid of everybody. Close your account down. Shut it down right now. But I just think to myself, there's a lot of... And Facebook, you know, has become very popular. For example, if you look at sort of the Jeremy Kyle show, people wake up. It ruins lives, Facebook. It does, because
people go on there, they
split up marriages. Absolutely, you know.
And well, they look for the long last, like... Someone who they used to fancy at school, don't they?
And
start
then you go on that. I did
them.
That, you know.
Did you?
2009. There was one girl.
Stop.
There's one. I'm not going to name her. Hi, Kaylee. There was one girl
is
it
really
in Kaylee. Yeah, and she was. I know, awful, right? She was. she was, you know, a bit of all right in high school, you know. She's totty for the boys. And I thought, post Big Brother, I thought, hey, up.
She might be one of the popular girls.
Yeah, but I thought she wasn't interested in me in high school. But after Big Brother, I thought, oh, she'll want a piece now. This is exactly what she wants.
Please hope you don't still think that.
Looked up on Facebook, 3 kids. I'll give that a miss.
Really?
I never would have known.
You wouldn't have done. And you would never have seen whatever. Have you even seen her since school?
Yeah, again, I've been put off. I just think to myself, you know, Facebook is brilliant for that stuff. Did Mark Zuckerberg, when he created Facebook in his dormitory at university, did he think to himself, you know, eventually I'm going to ruin thousands of people's lives with social media?
Well, I think he hoped it, didn't he?
I think he hoped to ruin it, absolutely. He hoped for his billions that he's now got, thanks to the success. Because who isn't on Facebook these days?
My mum and dad aren't on Facebook. My little nephew isn't on Facebook yet.
How old's your nephew?
He's 20 months.
If he had a social media account at 20 months, I genuinely would report your sister for child abuse. Because anyway, but you know what though? Social media has taken over everyone's life. Globally, 2 billion people are on social media,
right?
Oh, wow.
On social media in general or Facebook?
Sorry, Facebook, 2 billion users is Facebook says. 2 billion users, right? That's pretty impressive.
Insane.
Globally, people use social medias on the mobiles, 3.6 billion people.
Well, a lot of people on Twitter as well. That's like the second largest platform, isn't
yeah,
it?
Yeah, exactly. And so that's
what
I'm saying.
About Instagram?
Instagram, yeah. Instagram's up there with 1 billion users now. Wow. Not as popular as Facebook and Twitter, but it is actually in America a lot more popular than Instagram now.
People
prefer pictures than having to read statuses about crap.
To be fair, when I wake up, this is really sad now, but the first thing I do is go on Instagram rather than Facebook or Twitter.
A study has revealed, what is the most addictive social media platform? Which one is it, Lucy?
I say,
the most addictive.
Twitter, maybe? No?
I can see why you said Twitter.
Okay.
Facebook.
Right, okay.
Yeah,
that's
come
surprising.
On. Yeah, it's not surprising. Yeah. You wake up, who's like me? Who's poked me? What's the memory I've had?
Who's poked? No one you know pokes what? Anymore.
You know what? No one does poke anymore, do they?
The
yeah.
Poking.
I think I've got 300 pokes backlogged.
Stop.
Yeah, seriously, yeah. You know, when I, because Facebook has Facebook like pages. Speaking of which, if you want to like Luke and Lucy FM on Facebook, just go to facebook.com/LukeandLucyFM. Now, when I first joined Facebook, I got confused. I wanted a like page. Turns out I set up a normal page and had 3,000 friends. So that's the actual.
Oh, really?
Yeah, that's the issue that I've had, yeah.
Oh, okay.
And you can convert them, but it's just really awkward.
You can delete them, though, right?
Yeah, well, do you know how long it would take to delete 3,000 friends?
Well, just when you go on, you see someone you don't know, delete.
Start deleting, yeah. Delete. Why
or, do you know what
I've not seen your statuses
is?
In a while.
Mine? Oh, yeah, well. Do you know what is a good indicator when it comes up, people's birthdays, you go on, do I know that person? Nope, delete.
Yeah. Is that person of any interest in my life? No, delete. You know, a terrifying thing, and this is the dark side of social media. I remember I was at my cousin's house in 2010, and she said to me, oh, Luke, I just want to say thanks so much for agreeing to get me the chocolate.
And,
yeah, exactly. And at first I was like, oh, yeah, you're welcome. And then I sat there and thought, well, I've no idea what she just meant by that. Mm-hmm. I said, sorry, Chloe, what do you mean? Hi, Chloe, by the way, if you're listening. And if you don't, you're not a cousin of mine. And she said, yeah, we chatted on Facebook and you said you was going to London and you was going to pick up some special chocolate you can buy in London.
And you went to London and never picked up the chocolate.
I never had a conversation with her on Facebook. Turns out somebody impersonating me had added my cousin and began to talk to her as me.
That's
talking about
so
families,
weird.
Kids, my mum. Very, very terrifying.
My God, that's so weird.
You know what? In all fairness to Facebook, I did contact them.
Thinking
I showed them this.
How old was she? Little cousin.
So no, she was in her 20s.
Oh, right.
Yeah.
Weird.
So very, very strange. And I contacted Facebook and they were very good about that and they moderated it. I had to prove with my date of birth and passport that I was me.
Oh,
and you know what? Yeah. And they were really good about it. But there's a lot of downsides to social media.
Yeah?
And you know, that's obviously one of them. Another thing as well is, and we can't talk about social media without talking about Twitter. And obviously, do you know, by the way, what 78% of people do on Twitter? 78% of people, what do they do on Twitter?
Lurk.
Tweet.
Well, obviously.
So I'm wondering, what do 22% of people do on Twitter if they don't tweet?
Lurk.
Do you think, you're a bit of a lurker?
I'm not, I tweet.
You lurk more than you tweet, I think.
Well, just sometimes, and it's like a normal Tuesday. I don't have that
a normal
much...
Tuesday. Yes, on Tuesdays is Lucy's lurking day. If you want to look at Lucy's profile, look at Lucy M. Hilton Twitter.
But when it's a normal Tuesday. Nothing interesting is going on in my life. I wake up, I go to work, I come home, I have dinner, watch TV, bed. What is
too
this tweet
busy
about?
Lurking, exactly. But you know,
so busy lurking.
But Twitter, you know, can be used for good. You know, we discussed in another previous podcast. People can unite. They can do just giving pages. You can share a lot of links. It can raise a lot of platforms. So there's that good side of it. Another side of it is the fact that, you know, thanks to the likes of verification, this is a good opportunity to mention that Lucy, myself, and Luke and Lucy FM were all blue ticked verified on Twitter. Please do follow us all. You know, there was a. It was actually Rupert Murdoch. His wife was on Twitter, and the Twitter verified his wife.
Oh really?
And, oh yeah. But without,
and she was the first person ever.
No. She wasn't the first person, but she was just tweeting. Right, Twitter verified her. Rupert Murdoch even tweeted his wife on Twitter. Turns out it wasn't his wife he was tweeting, or the wife that he verified. Twitter
was it his
never.
Mistress?
No, it was just somebody impersonating his wife.
Oh, that's so weird.
Nobody even checked.
But they can't unverify you though, right?
Oh, no, they did. Yeah, they stripped the entire account.
Really?
They deleted it because it was just a fake person. How does Twitter know they're the real people? Because I was verified without them checking.
Oh, that's
that could be
true.
A fake version of me.
That is so true.
I'm
actually
a Luke Marsden imposter.
Yeah, but who is Luke Marsden?
That's a question I've asked myself every day in the mirror, Lucy, to be honest. But, you know, social media these days, if you're not on social media, and I say this all the time, you're dead. You don't exist.
Well, that's not true. My mum isn't on social media.
Well, she doesn't exist,
she's
then.
Very much alive.
She doesn't exist. But to be honest, though, would you? My mum keeps asking me all the time about that Facebook.
Oh,
mum,
no.
I'm not having you go on there.
I would never have them on there.
And I said to you, mum, because I know what will happen. You'll go on there, you'll end up giving your bank details, you'll be financially broke,
cringe.
You'll meet a new man, you and dad will get divorced, you'll get custody of the dog. It's just something that
and
I don't.
She'll embarrass you.
Exactly. Yeah. It's just, you know, and then she'll be poking me, and then it's just getting into all weird things.
And then
things.
She'll comment on all your pictures.
Yeah, exactly. And then she's like, oh, looking lovely.
Luke,
yeah.
Tuck your shirt in.
Yeah, exactly. Or you know, Luke put a shirt on, and it's just, you know, that I just think that sort of stuff. But you know, what do we know about social media? Realistically, I'm a social media guru, but do I know enough? Lucy, you know, she enjoys a good tweet, enjoys a better look.
I don't really know it that well.
But we need to speak to somebody who actually wrote the first ever. Is this the first ever global
book? The first UK book on social media.
Ooh, tell us a bit more about him, Lucy.
So Rob works in PR, public relations. He owns his own business there. He was voted the most respected individual working in that industry.
Really?
By New Media's Age Reputation Online in 2011.
Whatever that bit means, but that sounds good.
Exactly. He's also been listed in the PR Week Power Book 2008 and 2016.
Ooh.
So yeah.
So let's get him on and
see. We need this social media guru on here. See if he knows how to tweet more about it.
Welcome to Luke and Lucy FM, Rob. You've not even said his surname,
Rob
Lucy.
Rob
Brown. Okay, welcome, Rob.
Morning.
So,
sorry.
Or afternoon, or evening, whenever.
Or afternoon, or evening. Exactly.
You have just been on a run, so
yeah,
you're
Rob,
a little out of breath.
So
aren't you?
Prior to recording this, you've just done a 5K run, and now you've caught your breath back to talk social media. What a machine!
Multi-talented, yes.
Multi-talented.
But Rob, that's where you've got to be for social media, right? So tell us, Lucy tells me that you wrote the first UK book on social media. So what, you did the first tweet?
No, I didn't actually. What happened was I was, quite a long time ago when I was first working in PR, a former lecturer of mine asked me to come and talk to his students about what it was like. And I decided to talk about public relations and the internet because nobody was really doing anything in those days. And they liked it and they asked me back again the following year. So I ended up doing it for a few years, and it meant I had to teach myself a lot about how PR was used in industry and in business and social media and the internet rather. So I found myself in a situation where I was leaving one job and starting another, and they put me on garden leave for 3 months. So I was being paid to stay at home.
Well, that's the
nice.
Best
that's
version
right.
of yeah, staying at home.
Yeah. And I thought, what am I going to do usefully with this time? So I thought, I wonder if somebody would be interested in a book on social media. So I got in touch with the publisher, and it was 2008, so it was exactly the right time, really.
Perfect, the cusp of Twitter, yeah.
Exactly. So I 20 minutes later, I got an email back saying, yes, we'd be interested.
Oh, wow.
And I was in a state of complete shock. I don't think I'd really thought it through.
didn't know what he was going to write.
Just give him a book and let's see what happens.
Yeah, exactly. And so I then realised I was going to have to write it. So what they wanted initially was the first chapter before they'd commit to the book. So I wrote a chapter over the next couple of weeks. And then they said yes. And there were a couple of books that had come out in the States, but
none in the UK.
But none in the UK. So it was the first one, and it was partly chance, and it was partly because I'd sort of developed an interest in I'm a little bit of a geek as well, so I was
there's nothing wrong with that, Rob. Yeah,
Lukey's also a geek.
We don't champion geeks. We champion people who like computers on this podcast.
Exactly.
Rob, then you've seen the social media landscape. We've talked about it change dramatically from the likes of MySpace, Bebo, to now Twitter, Facebook, Snapchat, and all this sort of thing. Do you think there's like I've talked about this with my friends, other geeks, as you're concerned, Lucy. What do you think? Is there a room for anything new now? Because everything's been done, right?
No, I think there's always room for things that are new, because I think as technology changes, then the way people use it. So I think one of the things we've seen is a movement from social media being primarily on computers to it being primarily on phones.
Yeah, exactly.
And,
yeah.
And I think that's changed how people use it. It's changed the regularity. You now basically
can use it all the time.
You're permanently in touch with your friends wherever you are, or you can be.
You can never be cut off, effectively. I think Bermuda Triangle is a Wi-Fi hotspot.
Yeah, absolutely. So I think they will change it. I think it's just very, very difficult to predict how. But I think what's interesting is people come up with new. I mean, Snapchat defeats me, really, because I'm not of an age.
You're not on Snapchat, are you, Rob?
Although I obviously have tried out the glasses and the beard and everything else. But then you sent a wrong snap once,
and then you got caught in it.
Yeah. I'm not that generation, though.
It's dangerous, Snapchat. It can be very dangerous. Rob,
just
very quickly before we let you go then, have you ever thought about inventing your own social media platform? I had a friend that did this sort of thing and he didn't really get it off the ground, but I have ideas like this all the time. When you was writing this book, did you think I could be the next Mark Zuckerberg?
I think we all think we could be the next Zuckerberg.
Next Simon Cowell,
I did one, actually. I'm going to confess. I don't often
did
tell
you?
People,
really?
It doesn't exist. It wasn't really a social media thing, but basically when I saw people start to take videos at gigs, I thought you could collect these videos and edit them together and have like a live version. And there's something
I cringe now
at the name. It's called Gig Cams, and it's still got a YouTube channel. I don't do them anymore.
Amazing.
No way.
I'll check it out.
But I did have a go, but people weren't that interested.
Rob, listen, thanks. We're interested.
Yeah.
Rob, thanks so much for being on Luke and Lucy FM. Thanks so much.
Thank you very much.
Thanks, Rob.
All right. Cheers. Bye-bye.
Okay, so I think it's safe to say he knows a bit about social media. You know,
a little bit.
Yeah, okay, fine, fair enough. I was concerned before we got him on, thinking maybe he's one of these people who calls themselves social media experts but hasn't got a clue. Turns out he's got a clue, so we're really pleased about that.
Unlike you, obviously.
No, I didn't say that. Thanks so much to Rob for coming on and chatting all about social media. Now, we've got something that, frankly, we've shared on our social medias, at Luke and Lucy FM.
Exactly, and you know what goes well while you're on social media?
What's that, Lucy?
Food.
Absolutely. Food indeed. Love dining out. Why pay full price?
Discover utter foodie heaven with High Life Diners Club.
You can feast on a whole host of well-known restaurants across the UK and never pay full price again. With High Life, you can enjoy two-for-one dining at thousands of top restaurants across the UK and Ireland.
Yep, and we have an exclusive offer for Luke and Lucy FM listeners. You can claim your free three-month High Life card right now. Just simply visit hi-life.co.uk/my-voucher and enter our unique code LL16.
That's LL16, 3 months free at High Life. Thanks to High Life Diners Club for supporting Luke and Lucy FM. We've got platinum cards, a tenner for a year. Bargain, right?
Bargain, and it's so good.
Absolute
I eat that all the
bargain.
Time now. I can't cook there. That's probably
that's probably the bigger issue there, to be honest, Lucy. We are done for this week. Episode 23, the podcast next week. If you want to catch it again, re-listen to it, download previous episodes, go on Audio Boom, please do. audioboom.com/channel/Luke and Lucy FM, or just search Luke and Lucy FM on iTunes, or to round it all off, Lucy, let's plug our social medias, because it's a podcast about social media.
Why not? We will see you next time on the podcast.
Are we not? I've just said let's promote our social medias. Are you not going
to? Right.
You know
okay,
what? Forget
so...
it. You've had your chance. I'm not going to poke you. I'm going to block you. That's how good I'm going to be on social media.
You've just listened to Luke and Lucy FM. Why not listen to it all over again? Oh, and please, leave us a review on iTunes. Pretty please.
Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick's Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks. like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on 2 purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick's Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit dicks.com/scorecardplus for details.
Wendy's new Biggie Deals lets you choose whatever you're in the mood for. It's like a music mixing board of deals, and you're the producer. Go with some chill folk music with a JBC in the $4 Biggie Bite snack. Try the drum and bass of deals with a double stack in the $6 Biggie Bag. Or go full-on sandwich symphony with an $8 Biggie Bundle, the grand finale of snacking. And the best part? They all come with napkins! $4, $6, and $8 Biggie Deals how you want them. At Wendy's.
Price and participation may vary. Single items at regular price. Prices may be higher in Alaska, California, and Hawaii.